Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. It is Selena and Vicky here. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Selena.
It is cold. At the time of recording this, it is so cold and wet outside. Mm. I don't ever wish to leave my house, but luckily these days I find I rarely need to. So it's okay. That said, I am just back from, wait for it, Spain. I finally left the country for the first time since the pandemic. And I'm not going to lie, it felt wonderful. How are you doing, Vicky?
Well, I was actually going to share the highlight of my day was eating a cupcake. It's not quite Valencia, but it brought me a lot of joy on a rainy
also
day.
Good.
Really did bring me a lot of joy. Yeah. But I know it's so cold. And I was speaking to a client today and I said, I know it's so sort of, you know, it's a bit boring to talk about the weather, but can we just have a moment for how cold it is? And it felt like it just sort of changed overnight and suddenly I'm in thermals and don't know where this weather came from. Of course I do.
What I love is how surprised everyone always is at both the weather and the fact that it gets dark as early as it does. I was saying this the other day to someone and I was like, it's been 42 years of my life that this has been happening. And here we are in the 42nd time heading into winter and you'd think it had never happened before. I can't believe how dark it gets, how early. And yeah, the weather just takes me by surprise. But I quite like that. I like the fact that we sort of, it feels new and different every season as if we've never experienced it before.
I was saying to Pav the other day that since we moved house, it was the 1st of September since we moved, and I said, God, we've really witnessed all of the seasons in 3 months, because when we moved it was really sunny, and you know, then we've navigated autumn and all of the, you know, all the autumnal days and the autumn leaves in the park, and it's been so beautiful. But now the leaves, that you know, the leaves are sort of gone in our local park, and I was saying, oh, it feels like winter already, and he's like, yes, that's how seasons work. But it is so true every time.
Disbelief. And I know we're not alone, because I've had this conversation with many friends. It's just hilarious. Anyway, here we are today, Vicky, to go through a new part of our Goodbye Hello journal. So in Goodbye 2020, Hello 2021, if you have yours, don't miss that at the back, particularly if you've been doing it over the years, we've got a new section, which was Vicky had been saying for a number of years, we really feel like we should have something at the end of the journal that kind of, you know, close like a closing ceremony of the journal. And so we did finally put one in, a final reflection. And I had done it before, kind of experimenting with different ways of doing it. I've done it over the past 2 years now, and I found it really powerful. And the whole purpose of it is to kind of it's not doing reflection of 2021, because we've got that in our Goodbye 2021, Hello 2022 journal. So it's not a full review of the year, but it's actually looking at the journal and going back through what you've written to see what things you wrote in there that did come true, that you did make happen, and particularly the things that you forgot that you've written in there, which I always find, like, it's always much like the weather. It always surprises me, and yet it always happens. There'll be a few things that I wrote in there, completely forgot about, and then I'll be like, oh my God, I wrote that in there, and now it's happened. And actually, one year, I think it was probably last year, I looked back and saw that in my dream life 5 years from now, there are a few kind of aspects of that that had actually come to life that same year. So rather than in 5 years' time, had actually come to life within a year. And so, I'm curious, Vicky, to hear how the experience has been for you, looking back through the pages and reflecting on what you've written in. Yeah, what went into your journal that did come true, and what didn't?
Yeah. Well, you can tell that when I wrote my journal that I had thought that COVID would probably be, you know, distant memory by now, because I was talking about going to see our friend in Los Angeles and somewhere else that I wanted to go abroad. I can't remember where. And yeah, you could just see the naivety, I think, in what I had thought I would be up to this year. So that was a little nod to past me a year ago. Oh, she was so optimistic and a little bit naive as to where we thought we might be.
There's a tarot card of, forgive me if I'm slightly wrong on this, but I believe there's a tarot card which is the Fool, that's like walking merrily along with a little dog yapping by its feet, and it's a picture of the Fool who's like walking without realizing it. He's literally stepping off a cliff. But he's looking kind of all happy, and I feel like that was us in the first. That was everyone collectively in the sort of, you know, the ending of 2020 and that first week of January. Mm. I mean, I put as my focus for 2021 magic, and then everything unmagical happened from week two in January, and it was anything but. I think it's That's why we've also written the journal. Like, if things didn't work out the way you had hoped, then please forgive yourself. And particularly this year, understand that a lot of people's dreams and ideas may not have taken the shape that they had hoped, because who knew that 2021 was going to be, for many people, worse than the year we thought was the worst year of all.
I know. And it's one of those moments where you realise, wow, it's been nearly 2 years of this, and nobody expected to still be in this 2 years on.
Yeah, exactly. So how did you find it overall doing the reflection exercise?
Oh, it's so good. It really gives that closure, doesn't it, to this journal, I think.
Yeah.
Without going into too much detail, like you say, because it's not a full reflection of the year, because that's what the next one is about. But it's it really helps to just seal with a bow this current journal. And I loved it. I loved looking back and just you know, looking at what did and didn't come true and the lessons that naturally emerged from doing that. One of the things I thought I would be doing this year was writing a book. Which,
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to make a start and treat it as a creative project and start, you know, really start writing. And that's just not been something that I've wanted. Each quarter, I've sort of, you know, it hasn't naturally come up as something that I've wanted to do, but there's been lots of other things that I have done in relation to writing that have really helped me to practice and strengthen my writing skills. And so I guess it's one of those lessons, isn't it, that sometimes it doesn't come out exactly in the package you thought.
Yes.
But it's obviously, I wanted to write more this time last year. That's what I was wanting for this year when I wrote in my journal. So it was interesting to see that I thought that was the project, you know, it was going to be a writing project. But actually what it was my love letters, and really dedicating a lot of time and love and care to the project of writing these love letters each week. And I just wrote love letter 42
on Sunday. Oh my God. You should. So for people who don't know, Vicky's love letters are her newsletter. So you too can be receiving her love letters if you're not already, in case people think you've just been writing random love letters to people around the world. But it'd be really interesting to know how many words you've written, because your newsletters, your love letters are so gorgeous, so beautifully written and so powerful. And it's so interesting you say exactly that. What we can do is, our imaginations are wonderful, but they're also limited. And so we can be receiving this feeling that we want to write, and our imagination will interpret it into what it knows, from using, you know, what it knows. And so we can have dreams which actually, if you were to unwrap that dream of writing a book, of course, right at the heart of it is wanting to write, and wanting to write to a certain kind of person, and want to write in a certain kind of way. Yeah. And actually, that is exactly what you've done. Your head at the start of the year went, oh, writing, oh, I know, book.
Yeah.
But actually, as you actually then kind of went into it and dived in, it wasn't a book, but you did do the writing, but it emerged in a different way and it became the newsletters and far more immediate. And, you know, I bet, you know, in fact, the stuff that you've written very much is, in some ways, the first draft of the book I have no doubt you will write, whether it's next year or 5 years or whenever it is. But yeah, that's such an important, that is a really, really, yeah, important lesson for us all, actually, is to recognise that, you know, our imaginations are limited, and sometimes our dreams don't look, they don't have to look exactly how we imagined. But as long as what's the, at the heart of it stays true, then that's what's important. But you're right, you've written. That's been your focus. It's definitely been writing.
Yes, and I have loved it so much. I think, you know, when I when I decided I was going to do this newsletter, I had this fear of commitment, and I know it very well because it comes up for clients a lot. And so I know this fear intimately, and I was like, oh, that's why that has had me procrastinating so much on really, you know, putting like a stake in the ground and saying, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it weekly, and I'm going to show up, and, you know, this is what I'm going to put out there. So I knew that I procrastinated on it a lot. And so it was time for me to actually just face the fears and, you know, decide that I was going to do it. And if I couldn't write anything past the first one, then I, you know, I gave it a go, and I really wasn't sure if anything would come after the first love letter. So it's as much as a surprise to me to be just writing Love Letter 42, the last one of the year.
Oh, Vicky, that is amazing. That's really exciting. Hey. Really, really good. That's such a, that is, 42. Yeah, but you should count how many words you've written in total.
Yeah, that's a good exercise.
Because it's probably, I don't know, certainly a good chunk of a book.
Through. I will do that. I will word count.
What was your focus for 2021?
So my focus was to be of service in a bigger way this year.
Well, and again, that is those are the love letters.
Yeah. They were definitely, they're definitely the thing that I'm most proud of. And I'm really aligned with that intention. And also moving house, I think that, you know, that's a massive change that happened this year that I wasn't expecting. And that's really in line with the intention as well, because now I have this office where I'm sitting now recording this podcast, which is, it's such a, it's so rewarding to be sat here in this office, something that I've been, you know, an office that I've wanted for so long. The door is shut.
You've got all those doors.
Yeah. The door is closed right now. It's amazing. And just have that sound boundary, a physical boundary. And that's really supporting that intention, because I'm now able to, you know, I've just got more flexibility and freedom in my work. So I can be of service in a bigger way. I've now got the environment, you know, and the foundation in which I can do that. So yeah, those two things I think were key in terms of bringing that intention to life.
I feel like there's been a year or a couple of years where you really wanted more creativity as well in your life. I feel like that theme has come up for you before. And I feel like with the love letters, it's also been about creativity and bringing that into your life. Have you found writing these love letters like a really nourishing, creative project as much as, you know, putting something out into the world, talking about that topic that you love?
Yeah. I've learned so much just about, I can't even put it into words, actually. I was going to try, but it's difficult to articulate it. I think I've just learned a lot in doing it. I've learned about my own ability to face fears and to do things that are challenging and to express myself and create an environment where it's safe for me to do that, because I think maybe I haven't been as visible as this in the way that I have, I guess, with these love letters. I've been a lot more personal. I've never really shared my personal journey as much as I have this year. So that in itself, to have that safe space and outlet to do that, and this really loving, nurturing community has helped me to express myself and get clarity on things that maybe I hadn't had clarity on before, and prove to myself that I can do things that are scary as well. Because, you know, at times there've been some weeks where I just thought, oh, I think I've now run out of things to say. Oh no, what am I going to do? At times I've had to take breaks. So I've had like a couple of weeks off. So I did that in the summer. And that was all I needed to, you know, to get more ideas or feel more inspired to write again. So it's, yeah, it's been challenging at times, but I think I've kind of learned how to navigate those challenges and to keep showing up and also to take the pressure off myself that not everyone needs to be amazing, you know?
Yes.
Maybe one person smiles because they read something, that maybe that sentence resonates and it makes them smile for a split second. That's enough. That's amazing to me. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same with my Monday crew, my Monday crew private podcast I have now over on Patreon. I'm always just like, well, it's either going to be good enough or it's going to be like a real dazzler that like really resonates with people. And I never know which one it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I genuinely, when I send one out, I'm like, well, either or. It's either going to be like one of those that people are like, wow, or one of those where... It was, I mean, not that people would say that was good enough, Selena, but I don't necessarily get that big wow back from people. And that, you know, some of them are just going to be, yeah, good, nice. And yeah. Others are going to be really good. It's fine. And you've got to be okay with that, you know, when you're creating. I love the sound of the freedom you have around it as well, and the way that you're giving yourself permission to do it in the way that you need to. And that is, and also because you're sharing it with us and you're coming with those personal stories and you're doing it, even though sometimes you have that fear there and you have that vulnerability, that is being of service.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I also love about reflecting back and looking through the journal and reflecting back on the, you know, the focus that you've had for the year, because sometimes it's only when we start to reflect back that we actually see how that focus, how that intention did kind of manifest or did sort of emerge or did sort of start growing in our lives in ways that perhaps we hadn't realized until we start reflecting, you know, reflecting back on what's happened and, you know, within that context of that focus. Oh, love it. Reflecting is so important. It's so, so important. I was thinking actually as I was going through mine. I did mine last week before I went to Spain. This is relevant because I was in a real funk. I think actually in part, I did the reflection piece on a day when I was feeling quite flat and quite low. I think a lot of people are just feeling weary, you know, pandemic fatigue, as someone said the other day. And I was like, yes, so many people here in the UK are ill, either with COVID or with flu or with that terrible cold that you had, Vicky.
Yeah.
Or like people are just, my mother-in-law's got laryngitis. She can't even speak at the moment. Like my neighbour, my good friend, a friend of ours, she's been super ill for about the gazillionth time. Like her children are just bringing germs home on a constant treadmill of like really hardcore germs. So it was just kind of all getting to me. So it went through the reflection. Here's the first thing I wrote down. 2021 was my year of magic. What has it been like to have this as your focus for a year? Disappointing, I wrote. And then drew my own laughing emoji face because I'm now can only fully express myself in writing through semi like a mixture of words and emojis. And then I put actually, well, my ego was disappointed, but actually when I looked at what I had meant by magic, which was really about getting in touch with a kind of nature-based spirituality and finding the magic in that connection with nature and that connection with the earth and there has been a whole journey around that. And actually there's been a whole journey around abundance as well. And so much magic has happened in my career and business. But nevertheless, and though I was acknowledging that there were some really amazing dreams that had come true and things I'd written in there that I'd forgotten that had happened and all of that, what I really became present to was how much this pandemic has changed me and not necessarily in some good ways for sure. Like, I really love being at home. It's just as well because I spend about 23 hours of the day here. I like barely leave the house, let alone my local area. And I used to be out and about all the time. And I really, a mixture of that, a mixture of, you know, the violence towards women in the UK and the murders that have happened, three of which the big ones in the press happened within a very short distance of my actual home. So I think that the fact that we're indoors a lot, I suddenly realized how much I sort of, my world has got very small and I've become a lot more anxious about getting out into the world. And it really got to me when, you know, and I allowed myself for a few days to just don't try and fix it. Don't try and placate yourself. Don't try and do my, you know, usual thing of let's look at the positive side of this. I just let yourself feel it because it's really, really important, you know, to acknowledge that and also to acknowledge, and it's okay. It's okay that my life has got smaller and it's okay that I've been feeling more anxious about getting out into the world and kind of playing it safe and just snuggling inwards more and more. And it's understandable. But it also made me realize I'm not ready to close that. I'm not ready to close the chapter of my life of fun and adventure. And I think a part of me kind of, I'm funny with this. I have a tendency to sometimes just resign myself to things without realizing that I am. And I realized I had been resigning myself to this is how we live now. I stay at home a lot. We don't go out much. We keep it small. And that would be fine if that was what I was choosing from a place of, oh, wow, this is my new expansive way of living. But I really noticed how there was a real sadness and a real grief about the kind of life that I felt like I had sort of resigned myself that I wasn't going to have back. And so it made me realize I really want to make sure in 2022, I do invest time and money in going on adventures and going on trips and things that also, I think, because of the pandemic and the way it impacted my business and Funds' business, you know, we didn't have money to be sort of splashing out on trips and also to where exactly, because, you know, for a long time we couldn't go anywhere. So, of course, then we went to Valencia a couple of days after I did this exercise. And there I was like, oh, hello, this is what I've been missing. I need that. There's a part of me that was in full force in my 20s and 30s when travel and adventure and fun were the absolute priority. Everything was focused towards that. That's where all of my small amounts of money were completely spent on, you know, the fun and the adventures. And obviously I'm not going to go to that degree now, but there is a part of me that just really comes alive when I'm within different cultures and new cities. You know, I love talking in Spanish. I'm pretty fluent in Spanish and I love the side of me that comes out when I speak Spanish. And being amongst, you know, Fonz's Venezuelan family in Valencia was just, it was so good for the soul, and it brought that side of me to life that had kind of had to go and lie dormant, you know, over the past year or so. And so I think it was in just, even though this wasn't the whole reflection of 2021, I think, like you say, Vicky, I wrote this just before. So I wrote into the journal and my year of magic just before the shit hit the fan. And we were told that actually schools weren't going to be reopening. And then Fonz's, lots of members of, you know, Fonz's family became really ill. And we had lost in between both our families, four people died from COVID within a month. So that didn't feel very magical. And it certainly wasn't aligned with my plans for 2022. And suddenly I was homeschooling again. And so, yeah, I think looking back through, well, there were things definitely that I was like, oh, you know, wow, I totally forgot I'd written that down and we did it. Or, wow, I had only thought I'd, you know, this is where I'd go with my business. And now it's even more so. So there have been real positives. But yeah, it was really sobering. And it was such a surprise. And that's why I say the power of reflection, because honestly, I don't think I would have landed on that was what was going on under the surface had I not taken the time to look back and reflected on it.
Wow, that's really powerful. Yeah, it's taking a step back and looking at that bird's eye view of, you know, what we've just experienced. And I think, you know, there's something you said there that really resonates, where you sort of just accept, you know, this is the way we live now. And I think I'd been doing that unconsciously as well. I was just saying it to a friend today. You know, I'd been watching something on TV and they were all on holiday, and I thought, oh, that's lovely. Somewhere inside of my mind, it was like, oh, that's so lovely that, you know, people can do that in the world. And then I was like, hang on, no, you may go on holiday again. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no. you may do these things again.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Those things had started to become something I was nostalgic about, as if it was something I used to do when in my youth. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
we're not shutting a door on that. No way. Let's bring it back in. So 2022, Vicky, you and I are going to be going on adventures. Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Exactly. Festivals, you know, and it's making the effort to, like going to Valencia, what a pain it is to leave the country. I gotta say, not only at 4 a.m. start to get on a flipping Aunt Ryanair who'd never make it easy and make you charge you for breathing air, but but also now also COVID stuff and around that, and the money that is spent. So there's all of that goes into it. But actually, the effort and the money and the time spent to get there really was worth it. And so I think it's going back again to being like, do you know what? Yeah, let's go. Let's find that festival. Let's book it. Let's do all the logistical stuff that makes sure that, you know, someone's looking after Sammy and that Vicky and I have got a sort of camp that feels really warm and snuggly, and spend that extra money on a teepee so we don't have to be like in a mud heap in our own tent that's collapsed because it's windy. Let's really invest in our happiness and recognize that. Yeah, dancing in a field together actually could be one of the highlights of our journal that year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've missed those.
Me too.
I've missed those highlights, writing about those highlights.
I know. God, these journals, these last two have been so different from the ones before because they were all full of that. And yeah, it's going to be great seeing what comes out this time next year, you know, what we're reflecting on then.
I hope. Don't speak too soon, Vicky. Really hoping 2022 just gets a little lighter and easier.
Did anything else surprise you in doing this final reflection when you were looking back at things you wanted to bring to life and things you didn't do? Was there anything else that surprised you in doing that exercise?
I think... one of the things, this isn't, I'm just looking at my notes now and laughing at how much my ego was attached to me getting global recognition for my book. And how disappointed it was I didn't end up on Oprah with it. But that was quite fun to recognize where my ego had secretly been having hopes and secretly sneaking them into my sort of my lists in the journal. And I kind of enjoyed that. I've been seeing a lot of that with clients recently, asking them, what does your inflated ego really want? And mine, and my whole thing is that my inflated ego, not only does it want me to appear on Oprah because of just whatever, I mean, just for being me, to be honest, would be fine. But it also really wants Oprah to be so amazed by me and so blown away by my wisdom that she has me on speed dial and frequently calls me to ask me for advice and just a chat. And I was like, wow. So it was fun to see my ego appearing and actually having a bit of love for it, not being embarrassed actually about the fact that it had sort of woven its way in. But I think there have been some sort of dreams that came true that I kind of wasn't expecting or that had forgotten that I'd written them down. I think the surprising thing to me has been I've been doing a lot of work around sort of nature-based spirituality and really loved what I'm learning and feel so called to it. I feel like there's a part of me that just yearns for it, understands it. I feel a very deep connection. I recognize how good it is for me. but and actually this does tie in with the ego, and I'm going to be doing some more work with Donna Lancaster around it. Such a resistance to it. Like, I really wanted to spend more time in nature. This is something that I can do. I've definitely got into my gardening, but I was like, I'm going to go to Greenwich Park, which is literally a 10-minute drive. It's not far. I can stay in my safe bubble. There's no like resistance around that. But I don't think I've been to Greenwich Park since about January 2021. So what has surprised me is how much I wanted to get more, a deeper connection with nature, how much I could sense that that's what I needed, that's what I wanted, and how I have just not made that. I just haven't really got much deeper into my connection with nature. As I, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sort of surprised at the resistance that's been there and the lack of effort on my part when I know how good it is for me. And I think what there is there, and this is stuff that's been coming up with Donna Lancaster doing Deepening Into Life, is my ego not wanting me to go there, because I think it's, you know, kind of death to the ego, I suppose, having that deeper spiritual connection. But I don't have answers for it. I don't have some good insight. All I can feel around it is resistance and surprise at there being so much resistance. Because it just sounds lovely, doesn't it? Get into nature, feel a deeper connection. And my ego's like, fuck that. It just won't let me find the time. It's just like, yeah, maybe tomorrow, maybe another time, not really in the mood. And so we don't go. And that surprised me.
Have you found it in other ways? Because I know you said that even just going into the garden and just being, you know, being in the nature in your garden and just in silence, has it came about in other little pockets, do you think?
It has. It definitely has. And I'm definitely, one of the parts of Deepening Into Life is it introduces you to prayer, but prayer for people who don't necessarily have any religious beliefs, which I don't. I don't have religious practice, religious belief. And so people can often think that prayer is for people who do have a religious practice. So I've been really getting into that and absolutely discovering the magic and the power of prayer and loving it. So I suppose pockets like that, and also recognizing that I am nature. We are nature. You know, yeah. You don't have to be holding onto a tree to connect with nature. You are nature. But yeah, it's definitely something that I want to do some work on, probably with Donna, to sort of unwrap what's the resistance. Because I feel like there's a part of me that could really get into having regular practices of just stillness and connection within nature, and I am just not allowing it to happen. So I have done work in that area, but it's not like, wow, that's been a real area of transformation. It's been an area for learning, for sure, and little moments of aha moments and growth. But yeah, a lot of resistance around it. So I should report back, Vicky, on what I find.
I know, I'm just like, oh, is it this? Is it that? No, that's not for this conversation.
Oh, no, go on. What do you think? What do you think it is?
Well, like, to me, and I don't know if this comes up for you, but, you know, taking time to like go for a long walk, and because I resisted this. I remember when we got Buddy, you know, having to take him for these long walks every day. There was a part of me that thought, well, this is good. Isn't valuable time because I've got things to do. And if I'm not sat at my desk, it's not valuable, basically. And I resisted, you know, the time, I guess, in the beginning that it took to walk him, and thinking that, you know, I'm busy and I've got all these other things that I need to do that are more important. So it's almost like, is this a good use of my time?
Yeah.
Is my question. And I have the same thing. Yeah, I have the same thing about taking breaks and, you know, reading a bit of my book in the middle of the day, or having a nap, or taking a day off. You know, I still really struggle with this idea that that stuff is really productive as well as the stuff that I'm doing sat at my desk, you know, that it's all valuable in different ways. And yeah, I wonder if that sometimes it's about, you know, the value of it. Like, well, I could do this. I could take an hour off to Greenwich Park, or I could do, you know, I could sit at my desk and write these emails or write this podcast or, you know, whatever it is. that's perceived as, you know, a better use of time in inverted commas.
That's exactly it. That is, you've hit the nail on the head, because one of the things I actually noticed as I read through the journal and looked back on it was that when it came to work and career, oh, I've prioritized that stuff. What a surprise, yet again. Yes, 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 tick, tick, tick. But what really saddened me was, now I'd forgotten about this actually, just looking at the final pages and as you saying that, what really made me feel a bit sad and got me feeling low again was the fact that when it came to things for me, and including the spiritual practice, but just also pleasurable activities and investing time in, yeah, just like the things that just for joy and pleasure, I hadn't prioritized those and I hadn't valued those so much. And what surprises me, coming back to your original question so much about that, is, for God's sake, Vicky, I'm talking about this stuff all the time. Wrote a whole flipping book on it. Like, and how we're in a society that values productivity and progress, 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 and it's all yang, 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 and it doesn't value yin, and it doesn't value stillness and depth and spirituality and the feminine and all these kinds of things and the sort of darker spaces in life. And here I am spouting it all, and then I look at my my journal, I'm like, oh hell, I haven't broken free from it either, which is of course why I talk about it all the time, why I write it, because I need to be constantly, you know, almost like unpicking myself from that society's programming to value what I'm outputting rather than what I'm inputting and what's going on the inside. So, Vicky, what insights you're helping me to see.
And this is like, God, years and years and years and years of programming to undo. Yeah. So it takes time. And I took a lot from what you shared as well, because I really want to take some time off next year, which I haven't really done for quite a few years, actually. I haven't had more than, you know, a week here or there. Well, actually, in the last 2 years, it's probably been about a week of holiday. And I'd really love to have some time off next year. And I realized that when I started thinking about this, I thought, oh, well, what won't I do? What won't I be able to do and achieve, make happen if I take off, let's say, 4 weeks? And then I thought, well, actually, I also need to journal on the opposite. What will I do because I've taken that time off? You know, what new ideas will I have? What will I achieve because I've taken that time off? And that's really helping me with a similar thing, you know, what I'm resisting in terms of that time off. So it could be a good idea to think about, you know, well, I might not do that thing in this hour if I go to the park, but what might I do because I've gone to the park?
Yeah. And I've got such resistance to that. My ego is just like, No. You do have a scarcity of time and you do need to use it wisely. And when I say use it wisely, I mean focus on business. Business or childcare. And I think that's also come from, I wonder if that has also been exacerbated by us all being in the survival zone because of the pandemic.
Yes.
You know, right, hunker down, let's survive. Everything else has to be for later. And my journal really reflected that. Yeah. All these things I'd written at the start of the year, full of hope. I was just like, okay, well, that's going to have to go on pause now because we just got to get through this. And, you know, one of the things I did say to myself as I finished the journal was, you know what? We got through this year. There's the celebration right there. Mm-hmm. We got through it because it has been hard. Even if you think when you're one of the lucky ones, it's taken its toll. I'm not surprised so many people are getting ill at the moment.
Yeah, of course.
We are worn down.
Oh,
we got through it.
Yeah.
We got through another year and it's been another one that it has not been easy. So let's celebrate that. And that suddenly really lifted my spirits and made me feel, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm just thinking of New Year's Eve this year. I mean, compared to last year, I had forgotten this, but last New Year's Eve, me and Pam just went to bed at about 10:30. And I remember fireworks were going off at midnight. I was like, what is that noise? Oh, it's midnight and everybody's celebrating.
Won't you and I be celebrating it together this year?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, it's going to be really special.
Please make it be special and not that we're actually locked down again. And this is the other thing, I think we're afraid, aren't we, to sort of, you know, get our hopes up.
Yeah.
So we're having to kind of let our nervous systems know that actually, hopefully, we really are through the worst of it.
Mm.
But touching a lot of wood, as I say it. Touch wood.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important that we recognise, we have compassion for ourselves and do recognise this has been really tough. You know, this has been a really, really tough year. And if you're feeling where I was literally saying this message to myself and to my Monday crew followers on Patreon, I was saying it at the start of this week, it's like, if you're feeling weary, you're feeling fatigued, if you're feeling exhausted, if you're feeling fed up with what 2021 has been, then that's absolutely okay. That's okay. Yeah. Like, that's not like, you don't need to rush and fix it. You don't need to, like, it's okay. It's been a really tough year. Mm. You're absolutely allowed to feel like that. And kind of like what you need to do is really snuggle in with ourselves and allow ourselves to dream again and dream of holidays and fun and dancing together. And that takes courage, actually, dreaming for that and hoping for that, because we've kept being consistently disappointed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, courage to hope.
Yeah, while kind of holding ourselves close and giving ourselves lots of love and attention and things to lift our spirits, she says as she looks at a box of chocolates, just waiting to lift my spirits the moment this is over.
It's definitely getting into lint season now, isn't it? I'm going to start getting all the chocolate supplies ordered.
Oh, my Fonz's aunt, one of his aunts from Barcelona, she knows that I love these particular artisanal chocolates from Barcelona. So she came to Valencia. She was like, I've got a present for you. And I was like, is it the chocolates? She's like, it is. And I was like, oh, thank you. So yeah, whatever it takes, Vicky. If it's as easy as a box of chocolates to lift my spirits, then lucky me.
Then we know no one can take those away from us.
Oh, Vicky, thank you for this conversation. I've loved it so much. I'm really excited to share this conversation with our lovely Project Love community.
Yeah.
And, for you who are listening, sending you huge amounts of love.
So much love and virtual hugs.
Yeah.
And kisses.
For listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.